You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is another Mindset Monday. How are you guys doing? I know, long time no hear from me. But you know one thing, I'm not going to apologize. Let me tell you something. One thing, I mean, me researching and me just seeing how other people do things, because I do follow a lot of people who do podcasts, and it is okay to take breaks. Like, it is okay to take breaks. Like, I listened to Amanda Seale's podcast. She took a hell of a break. Sarah Jakes came back on hers. Like, people take breaks. Like, it is okay to take a break. Like, it's okay. So I'm not going to apologize for that. I've had a lot going on. Like, the past 3-4 weeks, I had a birthday. I traveled for that. Then I traveled again for Labor Day. I had my live show. I think it's like, you guys haven't heard from me since I had my live show. Had my live show for the podcast, for Battle of the Barns. That went really well. That was very nice. Had that going on. Had some other stuff. Terrell had a birthday. I had a lot of stuff going on these past few weeks. But I'm back and I am here. I've had like a lot of good material too that I've actually written down. When it comes to me, when I'm, you know, doing this and God gives me so many words, or he'll give me 2 words or a sentence and then I'll have to write it down immediately. Actually, like a few nights ago, I was up till probably 3 o'clock in the morning. Part of it was because of Terrell snores like extremely loud. But I actually, you know, it was dope because God actually spoke to me. He actually gave me a few episodes to write just by giving me a few words. So I'm definitely blessed for that. So I hope you guys been doing okay. I've been actually getting feedback from a lot of you guys who've been going back listening to other episodes, like older episodes, which is totally awesome. Like, so it's dope that some of you guys actually got to catch up to listen to other stuff while I was on my little break. But thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for just sticking with me and actually just tuning in right now. But I will can say this. When I do take my breaks, my numbers be like super high, like the next episode. So shout out to that too as well. But something today, it's funny. It's so funny how God is so good and God is so faithful. It's so funny because the other day when I was laying in bed, you know, God gave me 2 words, and it was understanding forgiveness. Understanding forgiveness. And it's funny because like, I had that thought in my head and I was like, okay, I know what this means. I know what this can, you know, I know what I can say about this. I know how this relates to my life. Then after that, like literally, I think it had to be like the next day or the next, yeah, it had to be like the next day. That was when Drake actually brought out Meek Mill to his concert. And, you know, that picture went viral, you know, all that, you know, them laughing, them cutting up, them showing the, you know, that they made amends. But, so I just want to talk about understanding forgiveness. Like, us as Christians, you know, that's part of it. You can't go to heaven unless you forgive people. God forgives us for all the mistakes that we make, and we sin daily. But, you know, it's all about asking for forgiveness and repenting, and God is going to forgive you for that. It's crazy because I didn't realize until probably within the last 2 years, and also to my birthday, I did turn 28, by the way, so shout out to that. So the last 2 years, probably from, I'm telling you, the ages 26 and 27, I went through some things, like, just mentally and just growth, and like I've been talking about on this show for a while. It's funny because I don't think that, you know, I called myself a Christian for all these years. Like, you know, I called myself a Christian for all these years, but I did not understand what forgiveness really meant. And when I say that, because I'm thinking about it, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but like I said, Shade Room was my guilty pleasure. Like, I want to get rid of the Shade Room so bad, because I'd just be like looking like, oh my God, and then I'd be commenting, and then people would be trying to at me, it'd be too much. But I actually do have to use that to get my material for Battle of the Barns, so I have to keep it, unfortunately, but I still like it because it's messy, but just forgive me. Anywho, so, and I don't know if you saw the comment that I think it was Lil Duval made, the comment talking about how he's not there yet, talking about basically how, you know, he wouldn't forgive Meek Mill with all the Drake situation. Like, he wrote like this long post about it, like, I ain't there yet, I guess I need to grow, I'm not gonna speak to him. And it's so crazy because I was thinking, like, because the picture of Meek Mill and Drake, like, I love that. I was like, okay, well, then I understand where Lil Duval was coming from, because people was attacking him, like, you need to grow up, all that stuff. But it's crazy because I was just there, like, just there, probably beginning of this year, just there. And with me saying that, like, I was the type of person with them last 2 years, and I've grown out of this. I was that type of person who I legit had just so much hate. And I really think that's what all it boils down to. If you just go through something, like me, I'm the type of person, if you make me mad, if I feel some type of ways towards you, and I feel like you did me wrong, I'm done with you. Like, I have nothing to say to you. And I can get, and I could have got, like, I used to get, like, extremely petty, go out of my way to let you know that I don't mess with you, block you on social media. I would do all that, not talk to you. Like, I would do all that, and I did that with people. And it's one thing I thought about, and I'll share this with you guys. When my dad was in jail. My dad was in prison for 7 years. And, you know, I was so angry at my dad, and I didn't talk to my dad. I probably didn't talk, and a lot of people don't know this, so I'm going to share this with you guys. I probably didn't talk to my dad for probably 2 years. Like, and it's crazy because he would, it's crazy because he would always, we could email back and forth. He would email me, I wouldn't reply back. He would email me, I wouldn't reply back. He would try to call me, I wouldn't answer the phone. I was just mad. And the thing about me, when I was mad at that time, like, I wasn't giving people explanations on why I was mad. I would just fall off the face of the earth. And I had this rule, and I would tell myself that, you know, I don't deserve anybody's explanation. If I'm mad at you, I'm just done with you. I don't have nothing to say to you. And it's crazy because I've done that to so many people in my life. And it's crazy because you don't realize that how much you're hurting people by not working things out. And it's crazy because I think that through my marriage is what really kind of got me out of that, because Terrell's the only person who I've ever really got mad at and worked things out with. You know, me, I always say that I'm so tough, you know, I talk about, you know, so many things. But when times got hard with people, when it came to relationships, I never wanted to work anything out. I always wanted to just write you off, be done, never talk to you again. And it's crazy because, like, I didn't realize how much I held grudges against people, and how much I would never, how much I would never give people a chance to even try to fix it. And it's crazy because I've just had so much on myself. Like, I was mad, and I just thought about the relationships that I had with certain people, like with my mom. You know, I felt like I was mad at my mom, y'all, and I'm not kidding you. I was mad at my mom for something that she did when I was 12 years old. Like, still mad to this day, and I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not lying to you. I was still mad. Like, of course, I still mess with my mom because she's my mom, but I still always had that in the back of my heart. Like, for literally 15, 14 years, still had that. Like, you, man, like, it's crazy how much energy it takes to be mad at somebody who you love. Like, it takes a whole lot of energy out of you. I don't care what nobody says, because you just mad. Like, you just walk around, you just mad. You know, with my daddy, you know, me being mad at him for two years, just mad, just angry. And I also, too, I had the time where if I were mad at you, I'd be disrespectful. But, you know, it's crazy because, like, and I have another friend too as well. One of my really good friends, me and her had fell out for 2 years too as well. And I was just angry, just mad at her, just angry, you know, and always in all of these, I always had my part in these relationships. You know, me, I always wanted to blame other people. Well, this person did this to me. Now they may have did that. They may have did that, but I never wanted to work things out. And that's not what it is to be a Christian. You got to forgive. You know, you got to get over stuff. Because like I said, like, life's too short. Like, life's too short. Too many things is happening. Like, and especially at the end of the day, you may be mad at those people, but at the end of the day, you still love those people. You still love them. You want to work things out with them. So I think that for me, I had to really just look at myself in the mirror and understand what was wrong with me. I had to duck off. I had to... I'm really known for that. I'm so known for going MIA. Like, if you know me, like, I'm gonna go MIA. You might not see me. I just fall the face of the earth. And hell, I'm a bad communicator now. Like, I barely text people back because I'm always so busy. But you just really got to start with yourself and look in the mirror and ask me, like, ask yourself. You know, I got to the point where I made a list of people is what I did. I made a list of people who I was mad at. And I had to write down why I was mad at them. It's something that I did for myself. And a lot of the times, like, I went back and I read it, you know, of why I was mad at this person. And it was just like, is it really worth all of your energy that you put in being mad at them? Like, it takes a lot on you. Like, it's a lot on you. It's so much easier just to work things out and just talk and just gain an understanding. And, you know, something else I've learned, too, when you don't communicate with people, because we all, there's a lot of us who used to be cutting people off. You cut up, don't give no explanation to. It's crazy because I feel like for you to fix things or for people, people have to know what they did to you and why they're mad. Because it's so funny because the people that I was mad at, I'd be like, I'm mad at them and they don't even notice. Like, first of all, they can't read your mind. Like, speak up and just say, hey, this is why I'm upset or this is why I was mad and work out the problem right then. Because also something, too, that I had to learn, too, as well, like, closed mouths ain't gonna get fed. And that's something I've always said about anything. Like, you have to speak up if somebody hurts your feelings. And something else, too, that I had to ask myself, too, as well, the people that I was mad at, the people I was so upset with, I had to ask, like, did they really intentionally mean to hurt me? Was that their intentions? Because I'm telling you, it's so many times where I was mad at people and they didn't even know what the hell they did. They would just be like, okay, like, you just quit talking to me. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what went wrong. And I would not give them any explanation. And that's not fair to them. You know, and that's not really, I'm cheating myself too as well, because forgiveness is important. You must forgive to go to heaven. And that's something I had to really get off of myself. You know, with my dad, I was mad at my dad, and I'll give reasons. I was mad at my dad because this one in particular was just one where I really just grew, you know what I'm saying? And something that stood out to me about, you know, him and just other people who, too, I was mad at as well. You know, with my dad, you know, every time I talked to my dad, this is what I felt like. You know, when he was in prison, I felt like he was always blaming other people for why he was in there. I felt like he wanted me to do the time with him. Like, I didn't have another life out of here. You know, it was always, you know, every time I talked to him, he was always complaining or, you know, you left me for dead and all that stuff like that. You know, and I had to just really hold him accountable to his responsibilities. And, you know, something when it comes to our parents, too, as well, that I did have to learn. I think that we put our parents on such a big high pedestal that we leave them no room to make mistakes. We don't think that they're human. I don't think that I ever thought, and it's maybe even with my parent, even more than just my parents. Like, I think that when I think so highly of a person, this is a flaw within myself. When I think so highly of people, I think that these people can't make any mistakes. I think they can't do any wrong. Then when they do wrong, when I see when they fall short, then I have something to say about it. I feel some type of way about it, and I'm done with them, and that's not right. And just with my dad, you know, I talked to him, you know, me and him talked about it, you know, we worked things out, and I just told him, I said, you know, after I told him my piece and just told him that my opinion of, you know, him and what I thought, you know, and I was just like, hey, you know, let's just start over. Because I can't be mad, you know, I have to get over it. Like, I had to get over what you did to me. I had to get over me being so upset. Let's just start over because it can't be fixed. And it's crazy because, you know, I see that now, and I actually have a little sister, and it's crazy because she's going through the same thing in her life. She's only 20. She just turned 20 here in early August, actually, last month. And I just see the same thing in her, and it's crazy because I'm like, man, like, she's going through this right here at 20 years old, and it's crazy because I was the same person, just mad, don't have nothing to say, just mad at everybody. But I think a lot of that stuff comes with roots. Things within yourself, things that you're going through, things that you're not secure about, or I think it also has to do with, like, abandonment, too, as well, especially for me. Something I had to realize about myself, and this was major growth for me, is that I'm not easy. Like, I don't think that I'm easy. I think that I'm not easy to love it sometimes, and I think that's a lot of us, and I think that you just have to understand your flaws and people, because me, like I said, I put people on this high pedestal, you know what I'm saying? I hold people to high standards, like, and I think that's a lot of pressure on people, and I think that sometimes cannot make it fun, you know, and I had somebody tell me that, you know, actually a friend that I fell out with, and I'll talk about her too as well. You know, this friend that I had, you know, we didn't speak. We were super close, talk every single day, hang out every weekend, super close. And, you know, we had our fallouts. You know, I felt some type of way about her. You know, Which, you know, a lot, it was really just, I think a big part of it is too, and it's something I had to learn too. Sometimes you got fallen outs of people that you're going to have to give space to, that God's going to have to separate you from. And I think that with me and this friend, I think that we depended on each other. At least I depended on her a lot. You know, especially when the time when we were really so tight, you know, it's times where me and Terrell were struggling. So, you know, I confided in her more than I did in my own husband. And I think that that was a lot of the problem, too, especially it was a lot of stress on her. And I think that it's not really what God wanted, because I had to fix things. You know, it allowed me to get a break from my husband to, you know, to push him off and not work things out with him, because I didn't have it in me to work things out with people. I didn't have a fight in me with people, period. So with her, you know, I was just mad for 2 years, just mad for 2 years. And I think that, I don't know how it just ended up talking, like it ended up working itself out. Same reason, she didn't know why I was upset, didn't know why I was mad. And I wasn't going to explain it, because I felt like you should have known. I felt like it was obvious. Isn't that such a woman? Like, we always feel like something's obvious and it ain't. And the thing about it is though, we as women, we be swearing stuff's obvious, but hell, we got so many times where there's something wrong with us and we don't even know what's wrong with us. We don't even know what's up. Like, we don't even know what's wrong. So we can't expect people to read our minds. We can't expect people to always know what's wrong. Speak up. Like, that's why God bless you with a mouth. Like, sometimes it's hard to even express your feelings. It really is. Like, especially if you have a whole lot of emotion. But work it out. Like, tell people when they've hurt you. Because they may not even have known. Like, you don't know until somebody tells you things. So, like, with her, you know, we finally, I felt like, you know, just it was, disconnect was off. I felt like what I tried to communicate, but maybe she wasn't ready to receive what I was trying to, you know, what I was trying to say, you know. And I think it's a lot about where people are at too, where they're at, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're not ready to talk, and you know, you got to back off a little bit. So, you know, didn't talk for like almost 2 years, maybe on and off. Came together, worked things out, and just, you know, we were mature enough to explain, this is why I was mad, you know, and we were mature enough to also say that I'm sorry. And, you know, it's something too, this is something that I did, like, all the people that I was mad at, I sent them a message and told them, hey, I forgive you. And, you know, and it's crazy because they didn't know what I was talking about. And I had to tell, you know, especially, you know, the people who was really close to me, I had to be like, hey, this is what I forgive you for, this right here. And it was something that, like I said, you know, even with my mom, like I said, I was mad at her for something that happened when I was in middle school. High school. Anyway, we'll leave it there. It was over 10 years ago. Let's just say that. And that's too much on anybody. So, you know, it was probably late at night, you know, hey, I'm going to apologize to you. I want to say I forgive you for this. I was mad at you for so long. And I just had to get that off of me. Like, I didn't want that spirit, because that's what the devil wants us to do. The devil wants us to be angry. The devil wants us to hold grudges on people, because he knows that we have to forgive to get to heaven. You know, we have to get, God forgives us for everything. And it's crazy because who am I to hold other people to higher standards, you know, than I even hold myself to, you know, because I felt like I'm such a perfectionist. I'm a Virgo, and it's Virgo season, by the way. Shout out to the Virgos out there. I'm such a perfectionist, and I felt like I never fell short when it came to the people who are around me, the people who I love, because I would do anything for anyone. Like, if I mess with you and me and you are tight and we're close, I would do anything for you. I'm going to get whatever I have is literally yours. And, you know, with some, I felt like I wasn't getting that in return when I should be, and I deserved it. But also, too, one thing I had to learn through that whole process, and it's crazy because, you know, I go back and I look at my old stuff, like some of the blogs that I wrote, and just even the earlier podcasts that I've done on here, like just the space that I was at then and the space that I'm at now when it came to people, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just where my heart was, and just, you gotta forgive, like do what I did. The people who you've got something against, because we all do it. We say that, oh, I don't be pressed like that. You be pressed. Like with my friend, and we fell out for those 2 years, I ain't gonna lie, you know, I was sick. I was hurt. Because it was my close friend. Like, we talked every single day. Like, I was sick. I was hurt. I was just mad. You know, write down why you're mad at somebody. Because it can be certain times, too. Like, it's real talk. You know, I still got people I was mad at in college who I had beef with. Like, I don't like her because this person. And then sometimes I got one person, I was like, well, I don't like her. And somebody was like, why? And they're like, my words are jumbled up. You know, I could think of, I saw this girl at a wedding, and I was like, I really don't mess with her like that. Somebody was like, really, like, why? And I'm like, I don't even remember at this point. Like, how childish is that? Like, we got to grow up, and it's important because you have to get that weight off of you. All that hate that you have, it's nothing but weight. It's dead weight. Like, and that's something, because now that I think about it, my episode that I did earlier, that transfer of energy, that's where that was coming from. I was in that process of where I was transferring that energy to something positive. All the time that I spent being mad at other people, being angry with people, I put that into this, you know, to pour into other people on, you know, showing my struggles, to challenge, you know, to challenge you guys and to continue to challenge myself and just to be vulnerable. But when you transfer that energy to something positive, like the same, all that hate that you have, because that hate be bullied up, transfer that energy to something positive and just see the outcome of it. When I transferred that energy, that hate energy to myself, investing in myself, boom, I did a podcast, boom, I started blogging. Just transfer that energy and just write down the people that you're mad at and put why, and ask yourself why. Then ask yourself, does this person even know that I'm mad at them? Does this person even know what I did? And then think about their response. And even if it's something that, you know, that somebody that you still care about to this day, somebody who is still weight on your shoulders, reach out to that person. Be the bigger person. Because it's, you know, especially with women, y'all know how petty we can get. Hey, we go hard in the paint. We can go hard in the paint if we're mad at somebody. Like, I don't like her. We're going to get other people involved. Like, there's no need you doing all this. Especially with the times that we at right now. Like, it's, and that's what I love so much about that Drake and Meek Mill. Because that was a lot for freaking society. Like, that was major. So many people reposted that. Especially we got so much, like, you got Cardi B doing all this fighting and, you know, and all stuff like that. Like, we're at the time, especially where we really have to come together and make things happen and make changes and just, you know, especially because the people that I was mad at, like, I was stronger with them. And that's something I did too as well. I did the, why am I asked myself, why am I still pressed about it? I'll say that I'm not worried about it, but why am I still pressed? Because I was still pressed. When it came to the people who were hurting me, people I was mad at, I was still pressed. I had to ask myself why I was pressed. Because they did have, you know, people do make mistakes, but they did have some value in my life. They did make me better, you know, especially with, you know, which is my parents. You know, I have great parents, like great parents. And it's crazy because, like, the mistakes that they made, I would try to, in my head, I would come for their parenthood. Like, I would come for them, like, well, you know, they did this, they're just not, but overall, like, I have the most fantastic parents. They've always supported me. You know, I was mad at my dad because my dad missed my wedding. He missed my college graduation. He didn't get to walk me down the aisle at my wedding. And that really something that really hurt me, that I never really told him that that affected me. So how was he going to know that that really hurt me? Because my daddy thinks that I'm, like, so cool because I'm cool. Like, and me, I always put it off like I'm cool because, you know, I took this little personality thing. It was called Enneagram or something like that, because I went to this little event called Wine and Wives that was so dope, so powerful. That's something I'm working on too, just trying to be around people, just seeing how they do things and just learning from other people. And it said that I was the peacemaker. That was my style, and that makes 100% sense. Make 100% sense. What if that even if that's even a word? But that makes sense because me, I hate to argue. I hate to argue. I hate drama. Like, I hate it. Like, if y'all, look, FYI, if you ever try to get me to argue with you, heads up, I will not. Like, that's just something I don't do. I'm not going to argue with you. That's just something I'm just not going to do because it's not me. I just hate drama. It just takes too much. I don't like all it. So it was just saying that I'm the peacemaker. And it's funny because one of the girls that was in there, you know, she's been through therapy. And this is definitely something I'm about to look into. Because, you know, as the Black community, people think, you know, if you're doing talking to a therapist and all that stuff, something's wrong with you. Child, I've been looking for a therapist for 3 or 4 months because this got so much in here. I got so much in me that needs answers to. So I encourage that if you feel like, you know, you got some stuff that's on you in your spirit that you need to talk about, that you need professional help, there's nothing wrong with that. Because like I said, I'm looking for one currently. And if you know anybody in the in any Murfreesboro areas, whatever, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee area, let me know because I'm trying. But anywho, she talked about how, you know, her being the peacemaker or whatever, she said that she doesn't care about 80% of things. She says like 80% of stuff she just doesn't care about. But that 20% of stuff that she cares about, it's major. It's major. And it's crazy because that is me down to the T. I'm so cool. I'm so laid back. Like nothing bothers me. Nothing bothers me. And then when it does, when something does bother me, it's like I don't say nothing about it. I'm like, okay, it's cool. I'm just going to shake it off because, you know, that's just me. But it's not okay. Like, you need to let people know, hey, this upsets me. This is why I don't do it again. And that's it. And you'd be surprised when people be like, oh, wow. And it's crazy because, like, you know, the people that I did fall out with, you know, a couple of them that I actually reached out to, like, I had one really be like, that was why you was mad? Like, that was why you was upset? I did this because this is this. And I was just like, oh, like, it really is communication. Like, you can go 2 years without speaking to somebody you love, or time or 10 years being mad at somebody and not even telling them, and they don't have a clue. And they can just, all, the only thing they can do is just say I'm sorry and apologize and move on. Give people that opportunity. That's the problem. If you don't give them the opportunity, then you're the problem. It's your fault. You should be you shouldn't be mad at them. You should be mad at yourself because you didn't give them the opportunity. You didn't speak up. So be mad at yourself. Don't be mad at nobody else when it comes down to that. But that 80% of things, like, it's crazy because I'm so chill. Like, if you know me, y'all know I'm chill. Like, I don't be pressed. But that 20% is something serious. Like, 20% is something serious. And then something she said, too, as well, that when she does get... But the difference between me and her, she said that she wasn't confrontational. And to me, I'm like, I guess I'm not confrontational because I'm not going to argue with you. So I guess I don't like confrontation. The thing about it is, though, I don't mind it. Like, if it's time for me to turn up, for me to pop off, trust me, anytime you can get it. Like, if I have to, Lord forgive me. But I just don't really want to, just because I don't want to put that energy out there, just because it's too much. Especially when people be arguing on social media and stuff. That's just too much for me. Especially during a text message, that's too much for me. Like, I like to talk things out with you. I don't want to argue. So I transfer that energy to me being mad than just really sitting down, hey, let's talk. This, and that, me laying up, me saying my piece, then giving them the opportunity even just giving them an opportunity, period, to explain themselves or explain why they did something. That has to happen, people. That has to happen. And I'm so thankful for the growth in that area because, like, that's something that God exposed me with. God exposed me, like, you don't forgive people. You don't understand forgiveness. How you going to be talking to other people about other things, and how you going to call yourself a Christian when you don't forgive? So that's just kind of where I've been, and just something that I've kind of been going through. So I just want to challenge you guys to do that, to do the exercises that I did. And just reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody this week that, you know, who you feel has hurt you, that you still love and you think it's worth it. Now, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Some people are not worth it. Now, that's real. Some people who you have cut off, they were not worth it. They weren't. But you've got some that you probably have to look in yourself that you probably did cut off that are worth it too as well. Or ask yourself if you even gave them the opportunity. Because, you know, I had some people too who I felt like it wasn't even worth fixing. But did I give themselves an opportunity? Did they know they hurt me? You got to ask yourself them questions. But if it's still pressed on you after some time, like, it's something there. Like, you got to relax. That was in my Terrell voice. He always tells me that. You got to relax. But that's just where I've been at here lately. Yeah, like, God is good, y'all. Like, God is so good. I went and saw Bishop T.D. Jakes the other day. I think it was last Friday. Hey, it was a word. Do you hear me? So definitely go back and watch that. He was in Mount Zion Church. It was called, yes, because I thought about my podcast when he did this. It was called Protection in the Process. It was very powerful. So make sure you guys go listen to that. But, y'all just rock with me on this. Like, I had somebody reach out to me. He was like, hey, so are you done doing It's a Mindset? No, I am not done doing It's a Mindset. But you know what? I'm going to tell y'all kind of where I'm at with this. I have been kind of questioning myself, like, hey, you know, do I need to choose one podcast? Because, you know, like, I'm so involved with the one with Terrell, and we're trying to do more live shows. We're trying to do this. Like, I kept asking myself, like, do I just need to, you know, focus on one? But no, because this one is me. This is just me with my intimate time with my people who listen. Not really intimate time, but just like, I guess so. Just like my time, my vulnerability time. We'll say that. with myself, for me to just to talk, for me to just say where my head is, this is peace for me. This does a lot for me than it probably does for some of y'all. But I want y'all to know that I do got some really good things coming with this. So stay tuned. Get your pockets right, because I am actually about to start doing some merchandise for this too as well. Just kind of day to day type of things that I think that you guys can need. That you guys can use. And something about me, like, just this, it's a mindset. I just try to say that everywhere. I try to put it everywhere. It's on. I put it on my clothes. So just be looking out for that. That's something that I want you guys to have with you. Whether if it's something small, just knowing all day that it's a mindset. Because we go through so many things throughout the day. Like, the devil stay trying it. People at work stay trying it. You know, you mad at people. You ain't forgiving folks. It's a mindset at the end of the day. Thank you guys for just tuning in. Thank you guys for continuing to listen to me. Like, you have any ideas that you guys have or something that you want me to touch on, just hit me up. I may not know all the answers, but I can try to figure it out. Also, too, thank y'all so much for the feedback that y'all give. Like, shout out to that. I love it when I get feedback like, hey, this is what you did for me in this episode. I love that. I got one person I do want to shout out on here, but I need to ask her first, because I don't like just saying people's names on here and then y'all be like, But I got one person in particular that who stays hit me up telling me, hey, ever since I started listening to this, I love that. Thank you, because it lets me know that I'm doing what I need to be doing. Because, you know, and it's God's right on time, because right at the time when she sent me that, that's when I was thinking, like, hey, you know, should I back off one and focus on one, because it's a whole lot of time. And then when I got that message, I was like, no, like, I got to keep this rolling. Like, it's something I got to do. But so what are we doing this week? Like, forgiveness, like, forgive people. You can't have all that hate in your heart. It's too much. And it shows in a whole lot of areas. Then you get up. It shows. Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, it's a mindset.